Welcome to the My Mickey podcast, where we explore the magic and wonder of Disney together. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the My Mickey podcast with Nicole and Bridget. Today, we are taking a trip across the pond to Disneyland Paris. Many of our listeners have been wondering how this park compares to our domestic parks here at home. And Bridget, you are our Disneyland Paris expert. So we want you to break it down for us because we're talking about another potential European adventure for your family, right?
Yeah, we just got back from London, but we loved Paris and we're ready to go back to Disneyland Paris. So I'm really excited to share with everyone our personal experience from there. And I hope it inspires you all to consider a trip to this bucket list destination for sure.
I would say if there is one international Disney theme park that I would go to, Paris would top my list for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think because we know the Florida and California theme parks so well, yes, it could seem, you know, this could seem overwhelming from an international travel standpoint. So like, let's start right at the beginning. Let's talk about like transportation and luggage service if you're coming from the airport and staying at a Disney resort.
Yeah. So families are most likely going to be arriving into one of the two airports. You've got Paris Orly and then the Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport, which is the one that we arrived into. Some guests are going to be coming in via the Eurostar from London. So when we were there, we noticed a really large amount of people from Great Britain. And so it's a super easy, about 2.5 hour ride from London to Paris. So it can be a quick trip on that as well. But if you're arriving into one of those two main airports, you can book something called the Magical Shuttle. Now, that sounds an awful lot like something we used to have called the Magical Express way back in the day. But the Magical Shuttle provides a round trip transportation from both of those airports. And so you can book that on your arrival and your departure day. It is an additional cost and it does use dynamic pricing. So depending on when you're traveling, the cost of it will vary. But I found it to be very affordable and very convenient. Yeah, so it is a group bus transportation. So Magical Shuttle, thumbs up. For families that are wanting to skip the Magical Shuttle, you can also take the RERA. It's the express train. And for those of you leaving from Paris, the park is only about a 35-minute trip on the train. What I love about taking the RER is that in order to get to Disneyland, you're going to go to that Chessy train station, but you don't even have to know the name of it because there's a Mickey head. So you follow the picture of the Mickey head. And when you get to the end of the line, you get off where it tells you to. So I do like that. And the train station is 2-minute walk from the parks. It's so super
cool.
Yeah, it's really great. So you got the Magical Shuttle, you can take the train. And then lastly, you could book a car service if you wanted. That's going to be the most expensive option, but it is going to be private. Another thing that Disneyland Paris does offer is an express hotel check-in and luggage service. So oftentimes when you're flying from the United States into a European destination, you're going to arrive in the morning. My tip that I like to give families and friends is that you need to stay awake. You need to stay awake as long as you possibly can. So if you can stay awake till 8 p.m., that's fantastic. But in order to get on time and avoid that jet lag, stay awake. So what you're going to do is you're going to arrive to the Disney Express counter that's located in that train station, and you can drop your bags off and go to the park. So you can drop your bags off starting at 7:45 a.m. through 9 p.m., and then they'll just send your bags to your hotel room. You're going to do your hotel check-in there. You're going to get your tickets and you're going to go straight to the park. It's awesome.
I like that. And I think a good way not to get tired is to, like, I find that when you take that break, if you go into a hotel room or say you're going to sit down for a second, you never come out.
No, you're going to go to sleep. You're immediately going to take a nap. So if you can utilize the service, check in, drop your bags off, it's great. And it's the same situation on your departure day. You can leave your bags. You drop it off before 11 a.m., but you leave your bags and they take it to the Disney Express counter and they'll be waiting on you when you end your park day. So yeah, it's a really good convenient service. So for families that are nervous about transportation and what to do with your luggage, Disneyland Paris has got you.
And then when it comes to resorts, we have a number of resort options for anybody. If this is a trip to Paris, truly to go experience Disneyland, mm-hmm. they have a lot of hotel options.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are surprised actually at the number of hotels that they have available there. So there are 8 official Disney hotels and 6 partner hotels. I'm not going to highlight them all, but I did want to talk about a few of them. The one that is has got everybody really, really excited is the Disneyland Hotel, because it just reopened in January and it has been down for years. So since before the pandemic, they closed it to do a full refurbishment, and the rooms look beautiful. It is a gorgeous hotel. And the thing that sets this hotel apart, besides its renovation, is the proximity to the park. And it literally is basically in the park. You walk through the entrance, there is Disneyland Hotel. So it is the closest that you can get to the parks during your stay. But I will mention it is the most expensive option.
I was going to say accessibility comes with a price.
Yeah, it does come with a price. So I am going to highlight 3 other hotel options very quickly. These are all what would be what I would consider a deluxe hotel options. But it also gives you the proximity that makes it attractive. And so there are 3 hotels that are located at the end of Disney Village. So Disney Village is basically what we would consider Disney Springs at Disney World or Downtown Disney at Disneyland. You'll find a Five Guys there. You got a Starbucks. You got an Earl of Sandwich. You've got some other things as well, but Americans will be very happy to know they do love Five Guys in Europe. But there's 3 hotels that are there at the end. It's about an 8-minute walk to the parks, which is great. We stayed at the Hotel New York Art of Marvel. If you are a Marvel lover, I think this has to be your number one pick. It was awesome. We loved the theming. They have a giant Black Panther, a giant Iron Man that kind of towers over the entrance of the hotel. And then when you get on the inside, there's tons of different costume props from the movies, which was awesome. Different Iron Man costumes and heads. What I also liked is that each floor in the hotel was themed to a different Marvel character. Our room had some Spider-Man elements. This hotel was recently renovated as well. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And this is gonna might sound weird, but you know how Disney resorts have a smell?
Yes, because I like to bottle it up and take it home with me. So yes. I'm very, very aware of that.
Yes. So like Beach and Yacht Club have a smell. Grand Floridian, they all have it. The smell in this hotel is awesome. It's like a really high-end men's cologne. Ooh. And very attractive, very strong, very attractive. Anyways, I like the smell of the hotel. I love the theming. That's a great option. The next one I'm going to talk about is Newport Bay. So if you follow me on Instagram, or if you've heard me talk on this podcast before, you know I love Beach and Yacht Club. And Newport Bay is basically Yacht Club. It's a little bit more dated than the Yacht Club that we have at Walt Disney World, but very nautical. It feels just like you're walking in to a Beach and Yacht Club situation. And then the last one, so all 3 of these are situated around a lake area. And the last one I'll mention is Sequoia Lodge. It's very much like Wilderness Lodge and the Grand Californian over at Disneyland Park. It has that same feeling, a little bit more dated than Wilderness Lodge or Grand Californian, but that's what it feels like. So again, all 3 of these, super short walk, less than 10-minute walk to the park. And the last one that I will mention, I've had a lot of guests stay at the Hotel Cheyenne. It's more of a budget, like a value type resort, and it has Toy Story themed rooms, and families come back raving about it. Very fun hotel.
You know, I will say, I think that's one of the novelties. If you were to go, you know, California now has the Pixar theme, and here in Paris, like for families that are looking for those little niche, you know, resorts that'll pay homage to their favorite movies, or, you know, having that I think is nice, especially where you can't have it here at home.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so now we've successfully gotten our transportation. We've checked into our hotel. Now we're focusing on the parks. How does this compare to Florida or California?
Yeah, so Florida, we have four parks. Disneyland in California, we have two. And at Disneyland Paris, we also have two. So we have Disneyland Park and we have Walt Disney Studios. So in my opinion, the Disneyland Park has the most beautiful castle in the world. Pictures.
You have said this. I've seen your posts.
Pictures do not do it justice. No picture that I took was able to capture how beautiful it was. Like walking down Main Street toward that castle was incredible. And it's Sleeping Beauty's castle. And so if you remember in the movie, do you remember in the movie, the trees were square?
Oh no, but now I'm going to go back and
yeah,
watch.
Yeah. So in the movies that like the trees in some of those shots were square, they have that around the park. The trees are square around the castle. The thing that's unique about this castle is that it is an attraction as well. So you can walk through it. You can experience the stained glass with depictions from the movie. The architecture is very thoughtful and very impressive. When they were creating this park, they wanted to make sure they paid homage to the architecture of where they were putting it. And so that was really important. It's beautiful. If you go to the basement area of the castle, there's a dragon. It moves and it's got fire coming out of it. Really cool. It was closed during our visit. So honestly, it's one of the reasons I have to go back. But Disneyland Park has a lot of our favorite rides like Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, Dumbo, Small World, Peter Pan, but they feel a little bit more elevated. The Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland Paris is my favorite. It is awesome. It's the best one I've experienced. The Space Mountain is Hyperspace Mountain and it's Star Wars themed. Really cool. They also have something called Phantom Manor, which a lot of people compare to Haunted Mansion. I didn't like it as much as I do Haunted Mansion in the States, especially the one with the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay at Disneyland, right, California. But you're also going to find things like Pirates of the Caribbean, Buzz Lightyear, some of your favorites. Moving over to Walt Disney Studios, walking in, it felt very much like Hollywood Studios, but it had misplaced things. So like the Ratatouille ride was there, which was kind of odd when it felt like Hollywood Studios.
Right.
But you're going to see Toy Story attractions. The original Ratatouille is going to be there. They recently opened Marvel's Avengers Campus. They do have Tower of Terror there. I don't ride that at all. My husband rode it and he said it's way more scary than ours. There's like a creepy girl.
Oh.
That's like following. Yeah, it's like it's a creepier version of our Tower of Terror. But honestly, I think the best ride in that park is Crush's Coaster. You're riding in a turtle shell and it rotates. It's inside, but it also goes outside a little bit. We rode that a few times. It's fun. And then Frozen Land is coming in 2025. So that's exciting.
I was going to say, I think that is going to be a huge draw. You know, I think anytime you can add anything Frozen.
Yeah.
You know, like as if you needed another excuse to head over to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the resort packages. How many days do you think you would need here?
Yeah.
And then the packages look a little bit different than what you might be used to booking here in the States.
I typically tell families to do at least 2 days. 3 days would probably give you a better overview so you don't feel like you're rushing. So I think 2 to 3 park days would be ideal. One thing to keep in mind is when you book a package, so room plus tickets, cannot pick how many tickets you get on the package. It is automatically based off of the days you're staying. So if you stay 5 days, 4 nights, you automatically have a 5-day park hopper. So there's no such thing as a base ticket when it comes to a package. It's automatically a hopper ticket.
And is it easy to get from park to park?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're right beside each other.
Okay, so just like Disneyland.
Mm-hmm, just like Disneyland, they're going to be beside one another, super short walk, and you're good to go. Dining plans look a little different. So I know that we just got back our dining plans at Walt Disney World, where we have a quick service dining plan and kind of your standard dining plan. At Disneyland Paris, there's three options. The first one is a breakfast. So this is a buffet at your resort that only people that have a dining plan can get. That's one of the things that I will say is the food situation at Disneyland Paris is really different. There's no quick service at any of their resorts. So if you don't add at least the breakfast, then you're going to be going to Starbucks or Earl of Sandwich or something to get your food.
Interesting.
So breakfast is hard to find. So at least adding the breakfast dining plan would be advantageous. They also offer a half board, which is breakfast and lunch, or breakfast and dinner, or a full board, which is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And those can be table or quick service. But again, to get your money's worth, you're going to want to do a table service. There are some really fun themed restaurants at Disneyland Paris. They have character meals. We did the Chef Remy. We did Captain Jack's. But your travel advisor will help you prepare for what's available and booking those.
I love that. And again, we're talking about a different experience. So, you know, if you're used to the parks and you want something, you know, obviously being in Paris alone is a little bit different, but yeah. Still have that different feel when you're at the parks.
Yeah.
Now, I think the biggest, you know, for me, I think the biggest difference is, especially if you only have 2 to 3 days, you know, mm-hmm. if this is a stop along a bigger European stay or yeah. just a bigger stay in France, you want to be able to maximize your time. Here at home, we're used to Genie Plus. Mm-hmm. They have a, you know, front of the line kind of access, but it's not Genie. And this looks a lot, to me, this looks a lot different.
Yeah, it's called Premier Access. And this is also what they use at Tokyo Disneyland. So if you're planning on doing one of those parks, it's the same thing. It includes 16 rides. And there's two options that you can choose between. There's Disney Premier Access Ultimate. This is all dynamic pricing, and it depends on if you're traveling during a low or peak season, but the price of the ultimate access is 90 to 190 euro, per adult, well, per person. You can use this at each of those attractions. So you get 16. So if you get the Premier Access Ultimate, you'll be able to use 16 rides. What I love about this one is you just join the queue whenever you want. You don't have to book a time slot. And I like that. It's like when you go to Universal and you just go in the express pass line. That's what this feels like. And you can buy it in advance or you can buy it the day of. I think buying it in advance is smarter because the price will go up definitely on the day of. Now, if you don't want to pay for that, if you think I don't want to do all 16 of the Premier Access rides, I'm going to wait standby for some of them. You can do something called Disney Premier Access 1, and that's between 5 and 18 euro per ride per person. And I view this similar to individual Lightning Lane purchases. You buy them one at a time, you're given a time slot, and you buy it on the Disneyland Paris app. So those are the two options.
You know, I love the idea. I'm sure it gets expensive, but you know, yeah. if we are talking about time constraints, mm-hmm. knowing that you have 16 rides waiting and you can ride them at your convenience, like to me, that sounds ideal.
Yeah. I think that's what I like to emphasize is if you only have 2 park days, this is a game changer, something to definitely consider using. But you can wrap all this into your package. So you've got your room, your tickets, your dining plan, your Premier Access. You can also add PhotoPass to your package. And you, at the time of booking, you can also add the shuttle and the luggage service. So all of this is kind of wrapped up in a beautiful package to make it really easy for families visiting.
Now, let's just talk about being overseas, like the yeah. language barrier, mm-hmm. the food. These might be some things that I could see families might be hesitant to go because, you know, hey, you're in Disney, but am I going to be able to ask people questions? Are they going to know what I want or what I want? So what was your experience with that?
I think that a vacation to Disneyland Paris is a great way to dip your toes into international travel, especially with kids. Again, I'd recommend 2 to 3 park days, and then you can spend the rest of your visit experiencing Paris, the culture, the museums, the castles, the food. But I think starting at Disneyland Paris gives you your bearings as in terms of the culture and the language. So you'll feel a little bit more comfortable. Many people in Paris, and honestly, most of the people at Disneyland Paris speak English. All of the announcements were given in English and French, and I thought it was funny it was given in English first every time. A vacation to Disneyland Paris is going to feel very familiar if you're used to those domestic parks. So that's why, again, it's just a good way to step your toes into it. I do recommend learning a few basic French phrases for politeness. They know you're an American. They can tell. They just can. No matter how much of an accent you try to put, they know you're American, but you're trying. So at minimum, bonjour, bonsoir, oui, s'il vous plaît, merci. Those are going to go a long way in your experience within that French culture.
I love that. Right now, the only person who knows French in our house is my daughter from the one term she had to take this year in middle school. So,
for some reason, my husband can count in French.
Oh,
But I only knew trois, because when you get up to the ride and they ask how many, I would say trois. That's all I knew. So, yeah, anyways.
That's important. So that would be another thing to learn.
That's another thing to know. How many people are in your party? Traveling. Yeah, exactly. I love that. And then one of the things I will mention is people are so kind, especially in the park. When they find out where you're from, we were eating in a specific restaurant. It's a Lady and the Tramp themed Italian restaurant that we were eating at. And when they found out we were from the States, all the cast members came over, were asking us questions. They hadn't started back taking the international people into Epcot. All of them ready to drop and go to Epcot. At a moment's notice, they were so excited, very kind. So I think you're going to be pleased with your experience there.
Again, I don't need to be persuaded to head to Paris, but like now I know as soon as we're done recording, I'm going to be like, hey, let's check flights.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for listening. And I hope that we've inspired you to consider a family vacation to Disneyland Paris. As always, reach out to the Dream Designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel if you are ready to plan an upcoming adventure to Disney or beyond. They have the tips and insider secrets to enhance your vacation experience. You can learn more at mymickeyvacation.com. Thanks for joining us, and see you real soon.